I know it's a little bit late to be talking about a few halachot of midterms, but then again, if you're still studying for your midterms, then we're in the same parasha, so it's okay to talk about these things now. So the ikar is obviously always, when it comes to YU, ikar is always, don't say I have time later. Just take your Fridays, take your Motzei Shabbat, take your Sunday, and get all of your work done for the next week or two, and the Hashem will make things a lot easier for you. But of course, that's never easy, and it takes years of practice, but that's life. Okay, fine. Good, so midterms. There's mechinot, there's stress, there's addiction to spinners, in order to stay concentrated. So I saw an interesting sheila, which you might say like is more for high school than it is for us, but I think that how the sheila is addressed by a different poskim will give us a very good sense for what a real posek is like. So is it mutar? What's the question with spinners? Rabbi, are spinners mutar? So what do you think when you hear that question? Rabbi, are spinners mutar? So you might think, is it okay to use it? Huh? Why, where? That's the question. Where? What's the question even? Are spinners mutar? So a few different places come to mind. In shul, are you allowed to play with the spinner in middle of tefillah? Are you allowed to play with the spinner in middle of yeshiva? Are you allowed to play with the spinner on Shabbat? What are the questions? Let's go backwards. On Shabbat, a spinner could be a toy. In Shulchan Aruch, we have a machloket, the Shulchan Aruch and Ramah, playing with balls on Shabbat. The Shulchan Aruch holds that balls are muktzeh, and the Ramah says that they are not. So, the Chaura case closed. It's a toy. Toys are asur on Shabbat. In fact, if you Google spinners on Shabbat in Hebrew, you will find a posek who says this, of toys on Shabbat. But you have to, sometimes it's important to know more than just what it says in Shulchan Aruch. You have to know much more than that. First of all, even Bazman Hazeh, Rav Avadia and Rav Vazner both write that toys on Shabbat are not mukseh for Sfaradim. If you look in Chazon Avadia, Chilek Dalet, and other places, and Chilek Gimel, and in Shevet Alevi, Aferah, which is Iman, then the issue of mukseh for balls was one of the types of balls that they used to have as manam. Nowadays, everything is made to be a toy. It's not a problem at all of mukseh, and that's totally fine. Secondly, who said this is a game? I'm using this to concentrate. It's like refuah, but it's not even asur because of refuah. Usually, refuah is asur. That's only if it's nikaret. It's not even visible that I'm trying to help myself with this. It's not refuah nikaret. It's like a toy. It's like a little like playing with the forks and knives at the table. That's not refuah. That's just helping me concentrate. That it's like it's a tzorech for me. And poskim say such a thing would be permissible even to like go exercise on Shabbat. It would be okay if you do it in a way that's not nikaret. You can take a Ritalin on Shabbat. There's so many things. Once a person's addicted, it's okay to do such a thing if it helps him concentrate. So clearly it's not an issue of mukta, it's not an issue of refuah. Obviously if there are lights that go off when you spin it, and you can't do that on Shabbat, okay, that doesn't need to be said, but it should be understood by the posek who is paskening. What else are the problems here? What's it coming at the expense of? Instead of, what are you doing? What would you have been doing instead of playing with the spinner? Would you have been learning on Shabbat? Or are you learning with the spinner? Are you just sitting there hanging out with your friends and spinning away? Or you're sitting there at Midrash and you're focusing on another daf, Gemara, Chazara, whatever it is. And that's helping you concentrate. So kol hakavod. So seemingly it would be okay to play with a spinner on Shabbat. As long as you're not taking it apart, putting it back together, and it's tightly attached. Which would be an issue of boneh. But otherwise, the chaura, it's okay to play with the spinner on Shabbat, if one is using it to concentrate and the like. But if Talmud Torah is obviously paramount, Talmud Torah is important, and one shouldn't be giving up his Torah learning just to play with his games, because it's not appropriate for an adult to be playing games on Shabbat. That's the basics. That's all from Rav Elchanan Prince. We spoke about him, the Avnei Derech, a while ago. I found this teshuva a while ago, I just didn't get to share it before. Now what about in shul? In shul during the week. Can I play with the spinner during tefillah? So he says, you have to understand, first of all, there's a general problem of holding something when you're praying. The Mishnah and Sukkah talks about holding a lulav while you pray. You can't do that, because it's going to distract your tefillah. So that's generally a problem. But if it's the tzorech tefillah, then it's okay. So here, it could be the tzorech tefillah, and that's fine, so it's not a problem, but it's... Is this seriously kavod beit haKnesset? I'm literally walking around like with my spinner, and I'm showing it off, and everybody's looking at me in the middle of Shmona Esrei, you know, I'm spinning
also,
around.
It makes a sound.
Also, it's distracting. It's not kavod beit haKnesset. Tefillah is omed v'rumo shel olam. It's one of the Gemara says in Ta'anit. And you have to have cherdat kodesh. You have to have tremendous kavod beit haKnesset. It's not really appropriate. to be using a spinner on Shabbat in shul. I know these things are all obvious to everybody here, but the fact that I was able to list a good 8 or so considerations in discussing rabbi or spinners okay shows you how important it is for a posek to be first of all omed mi'uravi mabiriyot and understand what are the things that are on that are being used, what's the question, what do they do, and how do they apply throughout halacha, and also to be familiar with halacha before he answers a question. I found at least five answers online on these question answer websites about spinners on Shabbat, spinners in shul, and it was so upsetting. Like, seriously? One person said, for Sfaradim it's Asur, because of the Shulchan Aruch about toys. Another person said how, like, the only thing he spoke about was toys. But there are other problems here. There's lights, there's learning, there's other things, there's tefillah and shul. I found that when I saw Rav Elchanan Prince's Teshuvah, I know I'm like not really speaking in such a grand way as I usually do, but with so many different back and forth, but it was so interesting how, like, you see a posek and how he's able to address all these issues in one shot. It's like, that's really a rav. That's really a posek. So when it comes to general, when we're looking for questions, looking for people to address our questions too, this is a good way to look for somebody. So ask him a question, see how he responds. Obviously, if he thinks that we don't understand, you have to explain to him, like, no, rav, why? And push for answers. If he can really give us a clear, comprehensive treatment of something, that really shows he's an expert in what he's doing. Just a thought, a hargasha to share with everybody. Baruch Adonai le'olam. Amen v'amen. Okay. Yeah.